Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
It is time for SG Extra here on Money FM 89.3, and we are talking about the makeover at Clark Quay. Yes, the party place, Clark Quay, getting $62 million makeover later this year with the aim of turning it into a daytime party place as well, I guess. Capital Land, which owns and manages the property, is looking to transform Jurong East Mall J-Cube as well into a mixed-use residential development. So what is happening in the scene right now? Let's find out from Ng King Jin, joining us on the line today. He is a journalist from The Straits Times. Hello there. Jin, let's start with Clark Quay. It's a party place. So what are we looking forward to when it says here that it's offering daytime activities as well?
Okay, so following the revamp, there'll be new tenants, including well-known music store Sui Lee. Sui Lee chief executive Kwok Ming Ru told us that the new outlet will be about 6,000 square feet and will open mid next year. It will have a click and collect station for customers who order things online, as well as Sui Lee Social Club, a cafe and social space that the store runs. Mm-hmm. Besides Sui Lee, there will also be a FairPrice Finest outlet with organic and deli foods, and that is also going to contain a dining space. So CapitaLand said that there will be a brewery run by an award-winning hospitality group and a Grand Coffee House flagship by a Singapore specialty coffee brand. But they have yet to reveal companies that will be behind these offerings.
Gene, 34% of this project's total cost, they say, will go to green environmental features. What are they?
So a canopy that covers the area's inner streets will be replaced with a material that the construction industry knows as ETFE. And because ETFE is lightweight, transporting and manufacturing the material is a relatively low energy process compared with other materials. The property will also be getting a new multi-directional fan that cuts energy usage by more than 50% compared with its current single-directional fan.
Okay, and what are the experts' take, though, on the transformation of Clark Quay from, well, a nightlife to a more lifestyle place?
So one expert told us that the tenant mix must be different from what is available in heartland malls in order to give local consumers a reason to travel to Clark Quay regularly. And such tenants, he said, could include F&B outlets that have play areas for children. Others said that turning Clark Quay into a nightlife destination, from a nightlife destination into something that is a 24-hour attraction, might actually be a bit risky, given the current manpower crunch, as well as the time it's going to take for tourist traffic to return to pre-pandemic levels. And they said that at the moment, there might not be enough footfall to justify extended opening hours. While still others said that it would be nice if businesses there could leverage the area's historical riverfront environment. Mm-hmm. And this could include businesses like craft stores. And what I think was interesting personally was reaction from netizens. Some were concerned that the area's distinctive nightlife identity would be lost if the property becomes a mall with a predictable tenant mix. And I think that this is something that CapitaLand would be quite keen to avoid.
I'm talking, by the way, to Ng King Jin, a journalist from The Straits Times. Let's move now towards the west, to Jurong. So J-Cube, there are plans to transform this shopping center as well.
Yep. So, CapitaLand looks to be converting J-Cube from a commercial mall into a mixed-use development, primarily for residences. And they didn't give us any reasons for the move, but experts told us that it's possible that three other malls in the area, and these are Westgate, Gym, and IMM, that these have cannibalized the business of J-Cube's tenants. So apart from an ice skating rink that the mall offers, it does not have a tenant mix that is quite dissimilar to what Westgate and Gym have. Though I must highlight that J-Cube's skating rink is the only Olympic-sized one in Singapore, and so the mall's potential closure will have an impact on the ice sports scene here.
So they're not retaining that skating rink?
Not as far as we know at the moment. Yeah,
okay.
The lease for that will run out by the mid of next year.
All right, Gene, will this new development have any other impact on property prices in the area, though? It is quite a central area in that part of Singapore.
Oh, yes. So CapitaLand did say that the mixed-use residential development that will likely replace J-Cube is going to be taking advantage of the site's location within the up-and-coming Jurong Lake District. I feel that in terms of thinking of the new development as impacting property prices in the area, it is the growth of the district that is being touted as Singapore's second TBD, that's likely to have a bigger impact on property prices.
Okay, observers are saying, Gene, that the proposed move reflects the reality of an overmalled city here that we're living in. So what kind of implications do you think this will have on other suburban malls around Singapore?
Well, so observers said that consumers now have a wide variety of e-commerce options to choose from, this in addition to suburban malls. And the rise of e-commerce has also been boosted by the pandemic. So I think that in order to compete, suburban malls need to be able to offer something that online retail does not. Supermarkets, for instance, have proven to be quite pandemic resilient, and suburban malls with supermarkets typically tend to have a higher footfall. Yet at the same time, it doesn't seem like all is lost for neighborhood malls. Casual fashion retailers like Uniqlo still appear quite keen to be opening new outlets in suburban locations, and this suggests that they are optimistic that such malls still have a part to play in Singapore's retail scene.
All right. Thanks for watching this for us and giving us the update. Ng King Jean, journalist at The Straits Times, joining us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.